is a podcast from Kink.
Kink
in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
Yeah, man. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I guess, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in life, and to everyone, not just me. And that kind of wrote things for me a little bit, insofar as, you know, anything that I could be doing. And, you know, generally speaking, I've just spent the last few years doing a lot of different things and kind of recalibrating life. I took some time away from music for a bit, and I kind of only really wanted to like return to it when I thought that it was, I could give myself to it, and actually make good music, you know, or worthwhile music at all, you know. And so I guess I've just been spending time trying to find where that exists in me and how to bring it out, I guess.
How was it for you to be back in a kind of normal world? Because you've been in music for years now. You toured around the whole world. You've seen it all. But then you come back to life, maybe?
I honestly, it was the best thing in a way. There's something about the music industry. There's something about getting into it when you're young, and the kind of pressure that entails, and the kind of unilateral self-importance and anxiety as well that stems from just kind of being attached to that, and none of that is very creative, and none of that is very communal. And so I think, you know, it was really nice to get back to a place with myself that wasn't quite so anxious and self-prioritizing, and yeah, you know, I really, really enjoyed it, actually.
I'm so glad more artists speak out about the mental health topic nowadays. There were a lot of tours cancelled last year. Sam Fender, Wet Leg, Arlo Parks, they cancelled all tours because of their mental health. And before, I think, the pandemic, it wasn't... you weren't allowed to talk about it because you need to go on, you need to play shows. And now people speak more out about their mental health. And that's great. That's important, I think, in the fucking music business, because it's a hard business as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and it's a business that that takes a lot from you and requires a lot of you, and requires a lot of like the kind of almost the most delicate part of you as well, and that is kind of like a finite resource in a way, and when it gets plundered too vociferously, you can find yourself feeling a little bit hollowed out, and when you're hollowed out, you're more liable to break down, you know? And I think it's really important that the world is capable of respecting and honoring how, you know, close we all are to break down in this capitalist society we exist within. So, you know, I think having, you know, a warm and gentle relation to the vulnerability of people is a nice thing that's come out of, I guess, the last few years.
Now you're back in the world with a new tune, The Man Who Flew Into Earth. Isaac Gracie is finally back with new music. You played your first show back again the 19th of October last year in a great place in London. How was it the few minutes before you went on stage?
Honestly, it was just mostly exciting. I would say I used to get quite nervous before gigs.
Yeah.
Obviously, I still do, but not necessarily in the same way. I'm kind of older now, and I think, you know, we've all been through it. And there's just a certain relation to it now that I wasn't necessarily able to have before, where I can kind of fully appreciate it and kind of be as much in the moment as possible, and not kind of always feel like I'm behind the gun. You know, I think, yeah, I've just really enjoyed playing these shows again. I've really enjoyed being there in the present with the people who are there to to enjoy it as well. And it's been very nice, I must say.
But that's the thing. I saw the reactions on your Instagram. People thank you for the shows you did. And that's a goal you achieved yourself. People thank you for the job you do. That's important.
Yeah, I'd say it is. You know, I'm always going to kind of be conditioned internally to kind of think of the ways that perhaps I didn't do my best, or things fell short, or perhaps this thing was wrong, or whatever, you know. And so it is for me a really stabilizing and affirming thing to, you know, feel that positive response from people, and to kind of be supported by their support and their belief and connection to the music. So yeah, it's been really, really wonderful.
People react that on your Instagram, but in that 2 years that you were kind of offline on Instagram, the world changed digitally. Now is TikTok a big thing? Instagram is huge. How do you cope with that?
Oh man.
Are you a TikTok dancer, Isaac?
I don't know if we have long enough, honestly, for my full thoughts on these things. But it is just, you know, it's a byproduct of, you know, where society is at.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It has changed a lot. And, you know, as just before we were speaking now, I'm like trying to make a video for TikTok. And I think it's just one of those things. I think it's complicated, and I think it is really challenging, actually. And I think it is almost too requiring of people to be too much at all times. But then there is like a positive angle, and, you know, any form of creative output, you know, is interesting, and it does kind of give people an opportunity to try and make things that are cool and interesting, and there is value to that. So
yeah.
So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, and it's a wrestling match. And I wouldn't say that I'm the best to, you know, partake in that match, because I do not like social media all that much. But, you know, when
you need to. Yeah. This tune is in the world now. The Man Who Flew Into Space, the great new song of Isaac Gracie. This is the first of much more, I think, because there was a lot of time to write for you.
Oh, yeah, man. We've been writing songs. There's definitely a lot of new music coming, and I really can't wait to be putting it out. I can't wait, touch wood, for the album to eventually come out. I must say, like, you know, people don't necessarily regularly talk about being bad at writing music, but I think I just started sucking at writing songs, honestly, for a bit.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, writing songs is not the easiest thing to do, I don't think. I don't know if I've ever been particularly good at it, but I'd say it perhaps came more naturally. It comes more naturally to you at different times in your life. And I'd say I definitely kind of went through a bit of a blighted period of kind of disconnection that made it a bit of a challenge. But it's really nice ultimately to have made it through that. And that's almost in a way what this song kind of is about, and what a lot of the music will be about. And yeah, it's all part of the journey, you know, and I wouldn't be here doing this and coming back now if I kind of didn't believe that it was worth it and there was good music on the way, you know.
So you're ready for that. That's good to hear, because you made this music with your brother. How is it to work with him on this new music?
I wrote this song with my brother. And
yeah.
It was actually the first instance that we had ever kind of tried to write together, and it was really, really good, actually. Like, we share a lot of the same sensibilities with regards to our thoughts about the world and about life in many respects. My brother operates in my life as a form of psychoanalyst, and so we are kind of very intimate with our thoughts, and it made for good writing. And yeah, and that was again a really nice thing to bring me back into the world of writing, and to have the confidence to speak freely and to kind of try and speak from an honest and open place, and to unlock myself a little bit from where I had been for a while. So yeah, it was really good.
I'm so glad you're back in a good state with this new music. After a long time, Isaac Gracie is back in the world. You're on tour now in the UK. I see some shows coming up with Tamino from Belgium. He's a legend as well. He was in the studio a few months ago. He's a lovely guy, so greet him from me. That's cool. But are you coming back to the Netherlands, Isaac? Because we love you here.
Oh, man, I love the Netherlands, man. Honestly, it's such a shame, if anything, that this time has passed, that I haven't been able to come over. If anything that I missed, it really has ultimately been, you know, touring around Europe and playing shows in the Netherlands. And so hopefully I can do that soon. I'm sure my booking agent is looking into making that happen as soon as possible.
Sooner or later, you're here.
That's it. Definitely, Jasper.
Let's play that new tune on the radio, The Man Who Flew Into Space. Isaac, it was amazing to talk to you again, because I'm so glad you are back in this world in a good state, and hope to see you later this year, mate.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Yeah, absolutely. Hope to see you soon.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. For meer podcasts, playlists, en radio, check kink.nl.